yes, you sit here, Henry, you sit here, he sit there. No, stop, he isn't here.
No, he's my chief advisor, and he steals.
An extra, he's an extra.
He's an extra, isn't he?
Yeah.
Also, Cliff Dawson and us?
Yeah, oh yes, he's got it, he better be.
Let's say.
Some confidence in North Vietnam, because of course
more sentences, lapidary sentences that could be written in the front of the Capitol to remind every American soldier that there is a code of honor to be respected, that the man captured must have his life respected, that he must not be ill-treated. Civilian population must be protected, especially women and children. A few words directly from the president to the last of the soldiers. And I'm sure that by this public greatly improve not only American image throughout the world, but that could be a wonderful example. You know, perhaps that we have next month in Geneva a conference of government experts with development and improvement of international humanitarian law. I'm sure that American experts as a wonderful example to the other countries, if in every country at war, at the highest level, an order should begin like that, a very short and striking code of honor and of conduct, should alleviate the sufferings of war. Yeah, I suggest that to you as well.
We of course have very strict rules. You hear, for example, many stories. For example, Mr. Congressman went over to Laos and he said that American pilots had been trying to bomb Laotian villages in northern Laos, and that as a result, he captured a whole of Laotians. It was a complete lie. He knew it was a lie. Because the actual matter, the fact of the matter was that they, of course, had their 50,000 North Vietnamese in Laos. They had driven them out of the villages. And it was only after they'd been driven out that any bombing attacks took place. But anyway, the difficulty is that except for individual acts, as you know, in war, just as in society generally, there are most men good. They do their best. They carry all the rules. There are always some bad ones. And we try, as we have in our own trials, cut short those that violate the rules of engagement. That is what we believe. That's what we try to do. We're up against an enemy, of course, that does not, as you're well aware, that has no rules. 56,000 village leaders, chiefs, decapitated over the last 15 years. North Vietnamese in the AC, 500,000 starved to death in North Vietnam, and he visited Vietnam.
Yeah.
Visit the refugee camps there. I've seen refugees in North and South, mostly Catholics. So the slaves were Israel. possible.